Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Outlaw Way podcast. My name is Brooke Tobian. I'm here with my partner, Tyson Henry. And today we are going to be talking about micro schools and why we decided to create one for our student athletes. How's it going, Tyson?
Great. Yeah, excited to talk about this.
Love it. You are currently on the East Coast with athletes, right? Getting ready for a race.
Yep, out here for a national series downhill race in Vernon, New Jersey.
Awesome. Pouring down rain, getting the dirt nice and good.
It's
Nice
nuking.
and
Should
ready.
be clearing up for race day though.
Nice. All right, so let's start about just bringing to attention into the forefront, what is a micro school, right? For people who don't know. So micro schools is usually just like this small independent school. It can be public, it can be private. It can be anything less than 150 students technically, but mostly the average student body per micro school is around 16 to 30 students. Very small. And there is actually about 120,000 micro schools in the United States.
That's
So that's
crazy.
kind of crazy. There's 95,000 public schools in the United States, but now those schools have thousands of kids, right? So the numbers can be deceiving, but micro schools are popping up everywhere, especially after the pandemic when people wanted to do something different. They got to see what having their kids home looked like, a little bit more how they could do it. So it's pretty cool.
It's really cool to see that growth and the change and just people being open to alternative styles of educating the kids.
Right. I mean, it's not really much of a surprise. Like you can imagine, you have a smaller class size, right? So a lot of benefits come with that. You have more focus on these individual people. So there's going to be hopefully an increased engagement with them. You can like tailor your learning and your curriculum around these individuals based on their specific needs and passions and interests, hopefully, right? And in turn, you're going to have like higher academic achievement. Higher, just not even academic, just higher overall achievement and
Achievement.
success. Yeah. And then it helps that individualized learning will just help build that creativity, that deep learning, that love and passion for learning is the hope, right? These students are then going to be able to be taken care of more on an individual basis. So lots of really good things with micro schools.
Really good things. And we've definitely seen that in our experience with Outlaw EDU and our students just re-engaging with their own education and taking ownership over it has been fantastic to see.
And we thought it was going to take a little bit longer than it did, actually. We're like, okay, they have to unlearn to learn, right? Since this is new in the process and we don't have an elementary or kindergarten or anything like that. And we thought that maybe these students who had been doing the traditional system, it would take a little bit longer, but fortunately we were able to witness a lot of this unlearning so they could be more curious and stuff. And so today we're kind of just going to explain why we wanted to create one specifically for student athletes. So, Tyson, why don't you explain from your perspective as a coach, why was that important for you?
Yeah, it is and has been a big goal of mine to offer something like this for athletes specifically, just from seeing them struggle with traditional school and really just killing their love of learning and creativity and asking questions. And as a coach specifically, they're always the ones that are just, I don't want to say, for lack of a better word, indoctrinated in the traditional school system. They're constantly just waiting for instruction. They're just waiting to be told what to do instead of actively trying to figure out, oh, I did this well, I did this wrong. Hey, coach, what can I do better? Or hey, I was thinking like I saw this or I felt this. What if I tried this out? Right? They're not really self-coaching. It's all just waiting to be told what to do. And that the ones that do ask questions are a little more creative and are willing to learn. They get it a lot quicker and they are way more invested and they just seem to be having a better time in their athletics. They're way more relaxed. They're not as stressed out. and they're not like worried about the next exam or quiz or essay or anything that might interfere, like get in the way of their athletics, which again, is good, obviously, to have your academics, but from a coach side, I think that there's a different way to do it, and this micro school system is working out really well.
Yeah, I love it. When we met, there's like this blend, right? I came from teaching background in traditional schools, and it was extremely apparent to me that I had, we'll say 35 students in the classroom, and I had probably about at least 15 different, the need for at least 15 different micro schools within that classroom, right? Because it's just so apparent that these students needed something different. They needed more attention, and they needed something that would attune to their passions and their interests so they could learn and they could be interested and get that buy-in, right? And understand like why they're doing it. So I
And
know.
even say, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and even more basically of just the class structure, everyone's the same age. And it doesn't matter what level you're at, you're stuck in that same grade level. And with a
Yes.
micro school, you could be 10-year-old or 12-year-old or whatever and be with 14-year-olds because that's where you're at. So,
I mean,
it just offers so much more flexibility.
yeah, I love that point. And especially being a math teacher where things are subsequently like just they move on in this process. But it was, these kids would get so stressed out because they couldn't keep up with other kids who were there in the class and they were thinking that they were not as smart or something. It's like, you just need a little bit more time to process it. Or let's go in a different direction. Like think of it from a different angle and perspective. And it just being able to have time to process it in their own way, right? It doesn't matter their age or whatever. It's just like, this is just this person, this individual, and what they need was so apparent is what we needed to have and what we need to have. So this combination I got to experience as a parent when my kids joined Outlaw EDU or Outlaw Bike Team, actually. And I was having conversations with different parents, and there was this common thread. Every parent was talking about how their kids are not wanting to go to school. It's such a struggle. They're forcing them. They hate it. They're unhappy. And there's something going on here. There is this thread, I feel like, specifically in action sports athletes, where they are very creative people, especially you can see it in their sport, right? They need to be able to express themselves and do things that they want to do it the way they want to do it. So when we were talking and you had these athletes that needed something different, and I know my kids, specifically my son, needed something different, we said, well, then let's create it, right?
And that's really cool that we have that freedom and flexibility to do that. Utah is a great spot for that.
100%. Yes, not all states. I think we have like 36 states in the United States that offer or allow micro schools at the current time. So super cool. So why? Let's talk about the benefits for it. Now we're going to talk specifically about student athletes, right? So how
Let's
does this
turn
micro school benefit student athletes? Oh, before that though, I just want to kind of like put this out there. So the idea, like in the perfect world, is that there's micro schools all over, right? So just like this painting this picture of, I use this example of like someone who is the opposite kind of our student who likes to stay inside, who is very comfortable to snuggle up with a book all day, doesn't need to move their body as much, loves plays, loves theater, loves things. That doesn't mean that these athletes don't love those things, right? But they definitely need to move and do these things. But how great would it be for a student just to be focused on that and learn all the academics and the rigor through those passions and interests, right? So
Oh,
the
be
same
amazing.
idea, the same model we're going to take with these athletes in this mindset of how do these athletes achieve optimal performance, not only in their sport, but in life, taking care of the whole human.
That's what Outlaw EDU is all about.
So then let's talk about what we're doing. Why are we doing what? Why are we using the models that we're using?
Yeah, I think again, just the basic level is that typically our athletes need a very flexible schedule, and so that's just the base, right? Like then they're not stressed about missing a quiz or a whole week of school and getting caught up, and then not really learning the material, on and on. Where this, we can be way more flexible, and they can still do their work and learn at their pace, not feel the stress or anxiety of missing stuff.
Yes. And then we built onto that idea because that option is available out there, right? There's online school. There's online classes that students can take that they just check in, right? Do their work and get it done so then they can go do their sport. But the problem that we had is that there was lack in meaning and relevance to them. So
Yeah.
they really, what we've seen is that there wasn't a lot of buy-in, right?
No,
So the option here is flexible schedule, but with relevance and meaning, making sure we understand each individual student, what is important to them and irrelevant to them, and how can we tailor the curriculum to them so they can learn and really absorb everything that they're learning instead of just clicking a button or even, sorry to say, but have AI do their work and turn it in and just get it done so they can get a diploma at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that goes into how we define success and doing well academically or in school, and not having to just move on to the next subject, right? When the bell rings, where they can find this meaning and relevant education to themselves and what they're interested in, and then dig as deep into it as they want, right? They don't have to just suddenly move on just because they have to. They can dig into it, and that would then define their success in the school world.
Yeah, that's always been a hard one for me. Like, what does success mean? Because if it means you know a little bit of a bunch of stuff, I'm not sure how far that's gonna take you in life. But if you can like dig into your passion, you can be great at the things that you're doing, you know, and really love the things that you're doing and be passionate about it. I mean, that's gonna lead you to a much happier life. You're not
Yeah, you
just
don't
gonna
have
have an
to
obsolete.
yeah, learn stuff just in case. Oh, you might need this sometime down
Right.
the road.
Yes. And so that's the other thing, right? This real world application that was extremely important when we created this is we really wanted to make sure the things that they're learning are things that they're going to use. Obviously, problem solving and critical thinking is like at the very top of our list. If they don't know how to do something, like you said in the beginning, make sure they know how to ask really good questions, right? Make sure that they know how to investigate and find out what they need to, because, you know, it's out there.
Yeah, exactly. And just give them that confidence that they can learn, and that they give them the tools and resources to look something up if they don't, because that's really the real world how it works. And just knowing that, oh, I'm interested in this. I want to go learn as much as I can about it.
Yeah. And then back to the student athletes specifically, when we develop the curriculum, when we have this mindset of just being very tailored to a student athlete, we know that things are important. Now, these things are important for all humans, but when we're talking to athletes, and Tyson, you know this, like when you take on your trips, the nutrition that they get, the sleep that they have, their fitness, their mental well-being, right? All of these things, these are the pillars, right? The relationships that they have. So we really have taken focus of those things in
Yes,
everything that we
exactly.
do.
And that, as a coach, is such a huge part of all of this. And the younger they can learn, the more important, the more powerful they're going to be. In my two sports, ski racing and downhill mountain biking, you have to react so quick. So if you got a poor night's sleep, or you ate something weird that morning, or you're just feeling off, your reaction time is going to be severely hampered. So just having that foundation and knowing what to do in certain situations will just give you the most chance of success. So that ultimately really is like our foundation of Outlaw EDU, is building those pillars and habits so that they don't have to stress about it later on or at any time of their life, really.
Exactly. And that's where I focus on the bigger picture here, where it's, I think of them as adults and think of them in stressful situations and when time gets hard and they can go back. Hopefully the goal is that they have this very strong understanding of these pillars and these foundation pieces of life, that if these things are in balance and in line, then they can maneuver through it however. So it's just like this metaphor in life, right? Taking it from their sport to life and back and forth. So that's the goal. So they can be happy, thriving humans.
Yeah, and just confident in any situation.
That's right. So that's where these ultimate optimal performing humans is what we're going for.
Yeah, which is exciting. Right? Makes me stoked.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a really good North Star. Another thing that I think is really special and very different and not for everyone is our aspect of grit and perseverance and hard work. Tell our viewers if there's anyone out there about that. And if anyone's listening.
Or one or two people. This is a big one. Really, it's hard to talk about, or not hard to talk about, but hard to put into words of what this looks like. And really my best way of explaining it is it's kind of an old school farmer type approach to grit of just like, there's a job to be done and you have to find a way to do it, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously we'll give you the tools and resources to be successful, but at the end of the day, you are the one dropping into that track or course or task or whatever it is, physically, mentally, spiritually challenge for you. You're the one that has to do it. There's no one that's going to come save you. There's no one that's going to bail you out. It is entirely up to you. And that's kind of how I see it. And my definition of grit, at least, of just knowing that it is up to you. And
again, that's real life.
Yeah, that's real life.
And that, come at the end of it, it's like, figure it out. What are you going to do? You know, there is support here. You have a support system to help you out, but it's down to you. What are you going to do?
Yeah. And within our cohort, it's really cool to see the student athletes that get behind each other, because they want everyone to succeed and they want their buddy to participate and be in it and
feel it. Feel the success.
Yeah, and the camaraderie of it is huge too. It's like, you know, one of the biggest things that military personnel talk about is when they've gone through terrifying, horrible situations, they come out with their buddies that are, they have a complete connection with them that, you know, they would never have with anyone else. And I'm not saying we're on that level, but it's at least a glimpse of it.
100% for sure. It's like Navy SEALs training, but in a different way.
I don't know about that gnarly, but maybe someday.
Yeah. So it's just, we want OutlineEDU to have this understanding that it is hard work. This is an opportunity for you. Are you going to lean into these hard, you know, these challenges so you can become stronger, with the idea that challenges make you stronger, right?
Yeah,
and so exactly. Physically doing it, mentally doing it, attempting it, and again, still personalizing it, right? Understanding where everyone's comfort zone is. And if you just do it, I guess like this is another thing the military is like, you just got to rise up. And like some people, it's a huge leap, and other people's it's fairly close. My brother's in the military. I just heard stories about this stuff. And so I can say that from just hearing his stories, but in an education model, being able to just go step right outside their comfort zone, you know, that 2%, that 4%.
Whereas exactly.
That's the growth we're going for. And each day they can get closer to that or move outward in that circle a little bit further, then that's ideal.
Yeah. And that's what's cool about a micro school is that we can notice that and celebrate those small incremental increases, and or notice when they don't, and find a way to either move laterally to help them improve, or an alternative version that is successful for them.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that model, just seeing like them grow, set up goals for themselves, figure out how they're going to get there with them, with their support systems too. So.
So again, that part's super cool, and I could talk about it all day. That's kind of our definition of grit and hard work, and this is not an easy program.
Yeah, so I guess just at the end of the day, it seems like we're just trying to make or help shape better humans, humans that are happy and thriving in life. And unfortunately, the traditional model just it's impossible to do that for every student. But if we have these micro schools, like when what we're creating like this, it's going to allow a lot more happier humans to be around. And the world essentially a better place. Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
The
That's what we all want,
vision is that these students have a very clear idea of what their passions and interests are and areas that they thrive in and areas that they need to work on, but that they can choose careers and paths and lives for themselves and create lives for themselves that they truly love. And they feel like they're living every single day, that it's not just a passive activity that they're participating in, right? That they're taking charge of it. And
I think
that's the
that's
goal.
one. Yeah, and that's one of the coolest things I've noticed in our students is when they've noticed that or figured that out, that they are in charge, then like, oh wow, this is like eye-opening and mind-opening that they can really be in control of their education and life.
Exactly. One size does not fit all, for sure. And we're very stoked. I'm like super stoked that we're just putting a foot in this big pond, trying to figure it out. Help these
Yeah,
kids.
micro schools, LIDU, it's the way.
Right. Well, until next time, Tyson, good luck to all those athletes out there. Keep us posted how that's going.
Yeah, will do.
And we'll talk soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Brooke.
Yeah.
Right.